All right, let's go to the Word of God and ask God to bless and pour out His Spirit and just touch us here today, because we need, amen, the Word of God. That is our strength, amen. The Bible said we are to count it with a greater importance than we would count our necessary food. Amen. Every one of us has to have food to survive, but we're to count this word of a greater value than our physical food. Amen. So, you know, if you didn't ever eat any physical food, you would die of physical malnutrition. So if you don't ever take in any spiritual food, you're going to die of spiritual malnutrition. Amen. Both of them will lead to death. All right, let's ask God to anoint His word. God, anoint the ears of those who would receive the word. God, anoint by your spirit. God, as your word goes forth today, God, that it would have a twofold anointing that would touch, Lord, and be anointed as it goes out, and it would be anointed by the hearts and the ears of those who would receive it. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen and amen. According to the word of God over in Hebrews and in the third chapter, we see a condition that took place in the word of God. And God puts everything in the word for an example or an ensample. Example or ensample. In other words, so you understand how things work, how things function, and how things should be. Amen. And we can fail to receive the word and harden our hearts against it. And, you know, the Bible said if we escape, amen, the word says in Hebrews, let's go over the second chapter first, and then we're going to go into the third chapter with a verse. Therefore, we ought, this is chapter 2, verse 1. Therefore, we ought to give more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. Amen. That's the reason it's so important to go back to the word and keep continuously, amen, taking in the word. Amen. That we not let the things that God we have heard and received slip from us. Amen. So it's so easy to get so preoccupied in life that we miss the, you know, the most important things. And so many folks are so involved in living their life, they're so concerned over the day-to-day problems, they're so concerned over everything that's around them, they forget to focus on the main priority things that's of great and most importance to their life. What are you going to do with your soul? If a man gained the whole world, the Bible said, amen, and lost his soul, what would he give in exchange? In other words, God is saying, if you owned all the gold, all the silver, all the wealth of the world, you can't buy redemption. You can't buy salvation. It was paid for by the death and the burial and the resurrection of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, and the perpetuation, the price paid for sin. And we can't pay that price. Amen. It's a free gift from God that God has did for us. Amen. But we have to give attention to the Word of God. Amen. We must, amen, take that Word of God. If those that are listening today that don't know God, you've got to believe upon the Word of God, and you've got to respect the Word of God. Take it into your heart, your mind, and soul, and that Word will birth in you a brand new creation. Amen. It'll birth in you a brand new birth after the likeness and the image of Jesus Christ. We cannot do that ourselves. Amen. Only by the instruction of the Word, and the Word tells us how this can come about. The Word tells us how we can have salvation. Amen. And thank God for those of us that have salvation. Preaching of the cross to them that perish is foolishness, but unto us that are saved this morning, it is the power of God unto salvation. We're rejoicing in the fact that Christ died for us. Amen. That He gave His life for us. Amen. And He purchased something that you and I can't purchase. Amen. Oh, good as we can get, we can't be good enough to be saved. Amen. As holy as we can live, we can't get holy enough to be saved. Amen. All that comes after, Amen. Christ. Because all of our righteousness is filthy rags. Amen. All that comes after Christ puts his righteousness within us. Then we become in his image, his likeness, his nature. Amen. And I'm going to tell you something. If your life hadn't changed, you've not been saved. Amen. I said, oh, I shook a preacher's hand and he inducted me in the church. Amen. If your life hadn't changed, you've not been saved. If you're still cussing every other word, you've not been saved. Amen. If you're still partaking of the world and all the things of the world, you're not saved. Amen. Somebody has sold you a false bill of goods, but go back to the word and let the word tell you. Amen. When Christ comes in, there come a change. Amen. All the drugs has got to go. The narcotics got to go. The alcohol's got to go. Amen. All the pollution, amen, of the sin of the world, it's got to go because you're a brand new creation in Christ. You're a new creation. Something's took place. There's been a new birth. Amen. Amen. If you're still like your daddy, the devil, amen, you're not saved. You've not been saved. Amen. See, the Lord, he spoke it plainly. He said they're just like their daddy. Amen. He told them plain. Amen. The devil was their daddy. If you're still in love with the world, then the devil's your daddy. Amen. You're born after the world. Amen. All of us was born to flesh. The Bible says there's got to be two births. There's got to be a birth that you was born into this life. They talk about that being a birth of water. Amen. Your mother's, amen, water had to break and you had to have a natural birth. That's what Jesus was talking about. That's what he's trying to get across to Nicodemus. Every man, every woman has to be born. Amen. You're born one time in a natural birth. Amen. That's of water. Amen. That's a natural birth. Amen. And you come into existence. Amen. And if that's the only birth you ever have, your doom and your destiny will be hellfire. Amen. Somebody said, we don't need no hellfire damnation preachers. Amen. That's what's wrong in the world today. 85% of the preachers in America don't believe nothing. Amen. They don't believe in virgin birth. They don't believe he's coming back. They don't believe in the deity of Jesus Christ. They don't believe nothing. Amen. Only about 15% of the preachers preaching even believe the Bible. No wonder the world's in such a shape. No wonder there's such a chaos and such a problems. Amen. They go sit on church pews and somebody tells them everything's all right. Well, I'm going to tell you, if you've not been born again by the Spirit of God, it's not all right. And I got another bombshell for you. It's not going to be all right. It's going to get worse and worse and worse. Look at the situation in the world. It appalls a person to look at the world. Amen. I mean, you know, and I say thank God we've got some people in America. Amen. That still believe in, as old saying go, the flag and apple pie, amen. Homemade apple pie and believe in the flag and believe in God, amen. Thank God, amen. I like what Jay Leno said, amen. I don't know what kind of life he lives, but at least had enough backbone to get up and say it like it was. He said, amen, in a nationwide news release. He said, you know, with all the things going on, and he named what was going on in the world. He said, I think it might not be the right time to decide where we're going to rule God out or rule the Ten Commandments out. It might not be a good time to decide that. Amen, 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 amen. Amen. Donald Trump, I don't know what kind of stand he has with God or even if he has one. But they told him the other day he's going to have to take his flag down. You talk about a war. World War III started there. He said, they won't nobody make me take my flag down. Thank God for some men that'll stand on something. Because if you don't know what you stand for, you'll fall for anything. He said, I am American. Our boys, our daddies, and our grandfathers shed their blood that I can fly that flag, and they won't nobody to make me take my flag down. Thank God. He got my vote. Keep it flying. Amen. Somebody said, well, you know, the Constitution and all, we've divided that, and the Supreme Court says it's all right to burn the flag. Now they got it, it's all right to burn it, but you can't fly it. Amen. Something's wrong. Amen. Something's wrong. You don't have to be very smart to figure out something's wrong. Somebody's got the horse turned around. They got the car. They got the horse trying to push the cart instead of pull the cart. The Bible said, confessing themselves to be wise, they became foolish. They became fools. Amen. The Lord actually tells us, technically, he don't want us calling anybody a fool in that understanding. Because a fool is somebody that has no ability to believe God or respect God. So God said when they confessed themselves to be wise, they became fools. We've got a bunch of idiots running around in this country today that ain't got enough sense to know where the sun comes up or not. Amen. Amen. We think foreign countries have got problems. Yeah, they starved to death and got a cow walking around in the house. Amen. Amen. If a cow wants to come in and sit down in the middle of the floor, they let it. If he wants to poop all over the floor, they let it. Tromp around in the cow poop because the cow poop's holy. Amen. And he's done them a great honor. He's come to poop in their living room. Yeah, that's ignorance. Amen. That's generations and generations and generations of people that have not known God, that have not respected God, and have not believed God, and not accepted the report of God. Amen. And that's what got them there. Yeah. Amen. We just as bad today. Yeah. America, amen. We may not be letting the cow sit down in the living room and poop on the carpet, but I'm going to tell you something. We're doing things far worse. Amen. We're worshiping everything. Amen. Bible said they'll worship the creature more than they will the creator. I mean, they people, human beings, everybody got to have a pet. Amen. A lot of folks worship that more than they worship God. Amen. One lady told me, I said, I've been missing you at church. She said, well, I got to stay home, take care of my dogs. I got to feed my dogs. I said, put them something in the bowl, let them take care of themselves. You come take care of your soul. Amen. Amen. Folks put every kind of priority before God. Thank God for Walmart. They bring a lot of jobs to the community. Amen. Thank God for, all the good things they sell at good discounts. But a lot of folks are more, they're more religious on getting to Walmart at their regular time than they are getting to the house of God. Amen. If you don't believe me, just go out there any church night and see. Amen. Most churches, they don't even consider Sunday night anymore because that's Walmart. They go to see them in Walmart. Amen. It's called priorities. Amen. Amen. I'll never get it preached, but I'll sure try. Amen. For if the words spoken by angels were steadfast, this is Hebrews 2nd chapter verse 2. If that word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him? Verse 4. God also bearing them witness both with signs and wonders and divers miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost according to his own will. Amen. Then if we might go over, and I won't have the time to cover all of it, but I will look into it a little bit. If we go in the third chapter and we find these words, in the 12th verse, take heed, brethren, lest there be any of you, amen, be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief. Notice this word unbelief. In departing from the living God. But exalt one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you, amen, be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin, verse 14, For we are made partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end. Amen. Wake up, folks. Amen. That's a wake-up call to a lot of folks. What's it saying, preacher? It's saying that if we hold this thing steadfast to the end, if we let a spirit of unbelieving come in, all right, we've been saved. Many of you that's listening to me, be it radio or by internet, even on the other side of the world that's listening to me while I speak from this platform and this microphone, many of you have known God. You have been saved. But you let unbelief come in. You let doubt come in. And you departed. Amen. Through the deceitfulness of sin. Amen. God said now, for we are made partakers of Christ. Notice this. If we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end. We live in a la land world that people says everybody goes. Shake the preacher's hand, you get to go. Put your name on the church roll book, you get to go. Amen. Be saved and you get to go. Nothing more. Just say, I believe in Jesus and you get to go. God said, if you hold this faith, if you hold this confidence, steadfast to the end. The Bible said, he that endureth the end shall be saved. We ain't saved by works, but we saved unto good works. And if your life's full of corrupt works, you're going to a place called hell. Amen. I don't care if you're the Pope, the head deacon, the preacher, or who you are. There's no exception to the rule. You've got to hold steadfast to this faith unto the end. Endure the race that's set before you. Do not harden your hearts. Let's see what it says. While it is said, today, if you will hear the voice, harden not your hearts. As in the days of provocation. Now, if we go to the depth of that understanding, we go to the Word of God, and we go over into the Old Testament, we find that God lays out to us that understanding. He lays out to us how that they provoke God. Amen. And how that the Bible said in verse 16 of chapter 14 of Numbers, because the Lord was not able to bring his people unto the land which he swore unto them, therefore he has slain them in the wilderness. How did this happen? Why did this happen? Amen. It simply happened because, amen, they murmured against Moses. They murmured against Aaron. Amen. Verse 8 of that 14th chapter says, if the Lord delight, amen, in us, then he will bring us into the land and give it to us. Amen. Which floweth in milk and honey. Only rebel, verse 9 says, only rebel not against the Lord. In the wilderness, they wandered for 40 years. And the reason they wandered was 40 years because they hardened their heart against God. Amen. They went back to the things that God told them not to do. America was born, amen, and come about because they wanted to come out from under England. Amen. And all the hardness and the coldness and the indifferentness, and there was no freedom to worship God, no freedom of religion or anything. They come to America, and our forefathers built America, founded on the Word of God. Amen. And what are we seeing in our land today? We're seeing a nation that's hardened their hearts against God. Amen. They've turned their hearts cold against God. They've took on false gods, amen. They've took prayer out of schools. They've aborted babies by the literally millions and millions and millions, and they mock God. They've took man and marched them down an aisle and kissed them at an altar to be married. They've took woman on the arm of woman and kissed, amen. I don't think that anything more filthy, amen, than two women getting up and trying to kiss, amen, or two men trying to get up and try to kiss, amen. I'm going to tell you something, amen. I'm going to tell you something. It's trash. It's filth. It's abomination in the sight of God. It's an outcome of a nation that's turning their back on God. It's the outcome of a people that's loved pleasure more than God, that have got God days upon number, and without God, amen, they've went on with their lives. It's time we come back to God. It's time that America get a wake-up call. It's the time you that are listening to my voice today, if you're not walking and talking with God, it's time that you come forth at the altar of prayer and say, Lord, I need your grace. I need your mercy. Break me, shake me, mold me. Whatever it takes, convict me. Amen. Whatever it takes, Holy Ghost of God, amen, stir my heart, stir my soul, take out all the unbelief, take all out the doubt. Let me run this race that's set before me. Let me be an overcomer and overcome the things of this world. For the Bible gives us an example of the children of God in the wilderness. And I believe you'll find, according to the word of God, not a one of them. Amen. They all died right there, amen, in the wilderness, amen. They all fell, amen, and lost their lives and died there, amen. Because they knew not God, amen. They turned their back on God. When they knew God, they didn't serve God. When they knew God, they didn't praise God. When they knew God, they didn't worship God, amen. And for that reason, God let every one of them, amen, according to his word, he let them, amen, in verse 29 of the same chapter was in, chapter 14, your carcasses shall fall in the wilderness, amen, and all that were numbered, amen, of you according to the whole number from 20 years old and upward, amen, which have murmured against me, doubtless you shall not come into the land, amen. Concerning which I swore to make you dwell therein. Caleb, amen, the son, amen, and goes on to say Joshua, amen, the son of Nun, amen. But your little ones which you shall be a prey, then will I bring in, and they shall know the land you have dispersed. Amen. This is pretty plain, amen. But for as you, your carcasses, they shall fall in the wilderness, and your children shall wander in the wilderness 40 years and bear your whoredom until your carcasses be wasted in the wilderness. I mean, God put it pretty plain. I mean, he didn't mince no words. He said, cause you harden your hearts, cause you've murmured against me, because of your unbelief, your carcasses will fall and die, and you'll be buried in the wilderness. And your children will have to wander 40 years in the wilderness. In other words, a man that's 18 years old, amen, you'll add 40 years on that, that'll make him 58. Amen. If he's 10, it'll make him 50. If it's 15, amen, it'll make him 55. Before, amen, they see the land that you was promised, because you harden your heart against me. That's what God means with that verse. That's what that verse is about. That verse is a warning to you. It's a warning to me. It's a warning to all of us. Do not harden your hearts against God. Amen. Continue on in wherein that God, amen, has called you into this grace. Your heart is a believing heart, and you're serving a living God. Don't stagger to the left or the right, but walk in His will and His way. Amen. And let God continue to transform in you the likeness of Christ. And let the fullness of Christ be within you. For Christ Himself thought it not robbery to be equal with God. Amen. He walked in the likeness of God, and we are joint heirs with Jesus Christ, heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus Christ to all these promises. Amen. We've been in the wilderness long enough. It's time to go to Canaan land. It's time to have a Canaan land experience. It's time to walk with God. It's time to have the fruits of righteousness, amen, manifested in our hearts and our lives and our souls. Amen. We are to continue in this grace. Amen. Don't let a spirit of unbelief come into your heart, but continue. Now, we could go on and cover many, many aspects. There's a lot of people that are burdened down with their trials and their battles. But I'm going to tell you something. God is a way maker. He makes a way where there seemeth not. He'll be there in the midst of the valley. He'll be there in the midst of your storm. He'll be there in the midst of your affliction, your sickness. He'll give you that healing touch. He'll give you that miracle. He will give, amen, you that touch from your financial. Amen. He's helped me and kept me. We suffered a deficit beyond what most people would stagger and faint. Amen. We've seen the indifference in this last election that was in the White House. We've seen the corruptness of men that claim they believe in God, but they've cut the throat of every Christian person. Amen. Because our government is anti-God. Amen. Amen. When it comes to the point, amen, you do away with the flag, you do away with the Ten Commandments, you do away with prayer, you do away with God out of the school system. Another couple generations of this, and we'll all be worse than those that let the cow poop in their living room. Amen. We're headed that way. I'm going to tell you something. America's headed to hell in a handbasket. Amen. God has never stood for these things. He didn't stood for it down in Sodom and Gomorrah. He's never stood for men burning after men with lust and women after women with lust. Amen. And now they say over 20% of the population are practicing that kind of lifestyle. And that statistic's probably 6 months, 8 months old. Amen. 20% of the American people is practicing an abominable lifestyle. And that's growing rapidly. Amen. A minority in America is a white heterosexual man married to a wife. Is a minority in America today. Amen. It's a wake-up call. It's time we go back to God. It's time we call on God and serve God with all of our heart and all of our soul. Time runs out. Can we pray? God, reach that backslider that's listening to us today. Reach that sinner in Jesus' name. Let them come running back to an altar of prayer. Amen. And let them receive the fullness for that healing miracle, that financial miracle. In Jesus' name, do the work. Amen and amen. Let me say one more thing as a close. The devil would like for all of us to preach that you can do anything you want to, live any way you want to, and go to heaven. He'd like for us not to preach the kind of message I preached this morning, to tell everybody everything's rosy. Go on, live any kind of lifestyle you want. Go on, do anything you want to. Everybody gets to go. But that's not reality. Only the born again, only the righteous in Christ are going to get to go. God love you. Amen. Until the next time we come your way, may the good Lord bless you. Amen. Going out of here with just a little music. Amen. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. God is so good. His blessings are so real. Thank you, Jesus.